We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, starting safety, former Super Bowl champion, multi-time Pro Bowler, one of the newer members of the New York Giants. That's Antoine Bethea. Antoine, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Antoine, how are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing all right. Doing well.
Started off with the Dallas game, obviously, your first game, first regular season game as a Giant. Give me your impressions overall on how you feel about this defense. We know it was a tough challenge going up against that all the weapons the Cowboys have on offense. But as you sit here now, 36 hours later, or whatever it is, give me your feel, your takeaway from week one against the Cowboys defensively.
Obviously not the outing that we were expecting. Like you said, definitely a good offensive team that Dallas has. They have a lot of weapons, but you know, we felt that, you know, we had a good plan going in, and thought that we would go out there and play better, but we didn't. So you know, we watched the film, made some corrections, definitely some things that was on the film that was very correctable, that we made it very easy for the Dallas offense. You know, we corrected those things, and we'll go back week two and get ready for the Bills.
Antoine, how about, you know, your role on his team? I mean, you're the veteran guy. Like, you know, I'll use the word graybeard on a very, very young defensive team. How about that, you know, that aspect of what you're doing right now with the Giants?
I'm like you said, I'm the vet. You know, we have some young guys out there that's playing, that's going to play a significant role for us this year. You know, my role is to try to, you know, bring those guys along, you know, give them, try to get them, create the same picture that I'm seeing. But then again, you know, sometimes just going as a young player, I think, you know, all the guys that's been in the league, we've been at that point where, you know, some things we just want to have to experience and learn from those experiences. So, but again, like you said, being a vet in the room, you know, I got to relish that role, which I do. To help bring those guys along as fast as we can.
And you guys defensively got off to a pretty good start. You forced a Cowboy punt, and then everything went well for the Cowboy offense. And it looked like there were a couple of breakdowns. I know on the Jarwin touchdown, he ended up wide open. Would you say it was more communication issues than anything that led to multiple breakdowns that led to the Cowboy offense clicking after that?
Well, I would say really it was like self-inflicted, you know, guys, eyes on in the wrong place, not reading the correct keys, and like I said, those, not to take anything away from the Cowboys, but a lot of those scores were self-inflicted wounds, things that that we could fix, and we did. So again, you know, those are the things that we talked about. But again, like I said, those things that we corrected, we got to go on. We got to move on to week two, and we can't beat ourselves like we did in week one.
How about the fact that, and a lot's been made, talking to Antoine Bethea, the Giants, they get ready to play the Bills Sunday at MetLife. A lot's been made of not guys really not playing too much in the preseason. And I think we saw a little bit of the rust in week one, you know, all over the league. How about that? Anything to that, you know, about guys really not playing, putting that much time in preseason games?
Nah, I think that's how it's been for years. You know, I don't think that's a huge deal. I mean, obviously, it's going to be some rust. Obviously, you know, guys not going to play a bunch. You could kind of, you know, put a little bit on that, but I don't think that's a huge deal.
You know, when they brought you in, the first reaction is, hey, he's a hell of a football player who's been in the NFL for a long time, won a Super Bowl, been in the Pro Bowl. But I think the other thing that Giant fans looked at is, okay, he's familiar with the Betcher system. Is there still some learning for a lot of guys in this defense to kind of become more familiar with what James Betcher's trying to do? Obviously, you played for him in Arizona.
I don't think so. I think we had a good OCA. I think we had a good training camp. Again, like I said, it was just things that, you know, once we got into the game, you know, it was you know, some things where guys weren't looking at the right spot. I don't think it's a situation where we're still learning. I think it's situations where if you ask a guy what he needs to do, he'll be able to tell you. It's about just getting it done. I think that's one thing that, you know, we've been preaching, you know, throughout the training camp and even, you know, when we watch the film, is that, you know, okay, we talk about it, but we got to go out there and be about what we talk about. So it's one of those things where we got to hold each other accountable, which we did. And I know for sure we'll be better week two.
All right, now the secondary had a rough game, and I'm talking mostly about Hamilton and DeAndre Baker. They were really targeted. I don't think they even threw the ball at Janoris Jenkins' way in this game. How about that? It missed tackles, a lot of different things from those guys specifically. What do you say as a veteran to kids like that, you know, that are, you know, really basically playing very, very early in your NFL career, certainly with Baker as his first game? How about something like that, Antoine?
Man, those things are going to happen, you know, and it's, you know, you might be here sitting and listening and say, no, why are you saying that? But, you know, if you look at any corner in the league, you know, they've had touchdowns scored on them. But what I tell DeAndre Baker, what I tell Ham is that, look, you know, we got to come back and we got to get better. We got to learn from these experiences. We got to get in the film room and correct the things that we didn't do good this first game. And also, you got to know that they're going to keep coming at you until you make plays. And that's just the realization of the issue. You know, they're going to keep coming at you until you make plays. But then again, you look on the positive side, the more they come at you, the more plays that you can make. So it just depends on how you look at it. But, you know, we believe in those guys. We're going to rally behind those guys. We're going to win together. We're going to lose together. And they'll be good.
We're talking to Antoine Bethea. For DeAndre Baker and a few others, their first career NFL game. I was looking back at your first career NFL game all the way back in 06. You did it against the Giants at Giants Stadium on a Sunday night with a team that had huge expectations, and you guys obviously had a pretty good year that year. What do you remember about that NFL debut that you had 13 years ago with Indianapolis?
Man, we were just talking about that not too long ago. They was calling it the Manning Bowl. They told me that Monday or Wednesday that I was actually going to start and playing in that game. I tell people that was like the first game that I ever played where I had butterflies the entire game. Obviously playing on a big stage, playing against some notable names, Eli, Jeremy Shockey, Tiki, Plax. So it was definitely you know, one of the dream come true moments. But again, you know, happy that we was able to come out on top.
And you win the Super Bowl your first year with Indianapolis. I mean, how about that, Antoine?
Man, that was that's impressive, man. You know, you got a lot of the greats that played this game, Hall of Famers, a lot of record holders who never were able to experience even playing in the Super Bowl. So for me to be able to come in my first year and win a Super Bowl, man, it was an impressive time, a fun time.
Yeah, not too bad. Not a bad way to start your career, that's for sure.
Yep.
We're talking to Antoine Bethea. How about Jabril Peppers, who you're playing with in that secondary, fellow safety? Obviously, his first year with the Giants, came into the league with expectations a couple of years ago. Give me your impressions on Jabril so far.
Man, I like Pep, man. Pep, he's gonna make a lot of noise this year in this defense. Obviously, his versatility is key. He can do a lot. He can line up in the box, play backer. He can cover. He's fast. He can, you know, he can do a lot for us. He's returning punts for us. He can return kicks for us. So, you know, Jabril, man, he's going to be named that, you know, Giants fans hear a lot this year, and I'm happy to be alongside of him to kind of help his progression and, you know, just his knowledge of the game playing the safety position in his defense.
How about now? You've been going up against Daniel Jones in practice, you know, all preseason, all of that. What about this kid? I mean, what about him? Obviously, we saw a little bit. I mean, he made his debut late in the game Sunday. But how about what you've seen of Jones in practice?
I like DJ, man. I like him a lot. I think one of the things that really stick out to me about him is just like his ball placement and just his confidence to stand in the pocket and make those plays. Like you said, you know, we seen him throughout preseason, and it just seemed like it was just natural for him and it was easy for him. But in practice, you know, we've seen it a lot, you know, putting the ball where only the receivers can catch the ball, you know, dig routes, just putting it on the money. So I really like him. Obviously, you know, he has he sit behind one of the greats, and he's learning from one of the greatest quarterbacks in our era. So I think you know, that his future is very bright here.
So this week you take on Buffalo and you take on a quarterback that so far over the first 12, 13 games of his career, what he's done better than anything is run. Not throw yet, it's been running.
Yeah.
How about the challenges of trying to contain Josh Allen on Sunday?
You know, that's always a challenge when a defense has to go against a dual threat quarterback. You know, when you have a quarterback that just sits in the pocket, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you sit back in coverage, you cover the receivers, and, you know, you try to get after the run game. But with a dual threat quarterback, now you have to worry about, you know, the rush lanes with the defensive linemen, as far as in the secondary plastering when he does scramble. So he does present that that other threat. But, you know, watching film, and I'm pretty sure the way Betch is going to dial up that rush and things of that nature, I think we should be able to do a good job.
Antoine, we appreciate it. First of many this season, and good luck on Sunday against the Buffalo, okay?
No, I appreciate that, guys.
Thank you, man. Antoine Bethea of the New York Giants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.